This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
I read something that Statman said he did over the weekend that I'm not sure. It's like a lot of emotions went through me when I read this. I was like, okay, am I proud of him for doing this?
My wife is.
Or am I just horrified at what I just read? And is it TMI? Statman, what in the world happened here?
All right. I went and got new underwear, Dave.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
It's been a long time.
That's where it comes in.
Am I supposed to ask now, boxers or briefs? Isn't that like the, what do you wear?
Well, boxers. It's kind of funny because Christmas, I did get briefs. Like my wife did the stereotypical thing, socks and underwear. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a briefs guy.
I ain't going to wear those.
Yeah,
so you didn't.
Superman draws for me.
These underwear that you had been wearing that you replaced over the weekend, how old were they?
Probably like 5-6 years or so. I don't know. Like
PC, pre-COVID is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And I reverted back because the ones I bought like right when COVID started, I wore those nonstop. And they're the Duluth ones. That's like the Victoria's Secret for men.
Duluth Trading Company, yeah.
Fancy.
Like all types
what
of underwear.
What kind of money did you drop on new undies?
It's like $20 a pair.
Yeah, they're expensive.
That's why I waited so long.
Are you wearing some right now? Like, how's your butt feel? Those better be like super nice.
They're silky.
Smooth. Yeah, I got the comfy ones. I also got the bare naked ones too at home.
Now, wait, what's the difference? What's the bare naked ones?
The air flows right through them and it's like wearing nothing at all. They're awesome.
Okay, so you waited years to buy new underwear. Now
I just can't bring myself to spend $20 on underwear. That's crazy to me.
What do you think the standard is? I mean, I can't believe Big Dave, like, when's the last time you bought underwear?
You know, I'm a cheapie. I just love them, though, because they're
Fruit
comfortable.
The
Fruit of the Loom. I love boxer brief Fruit of the Looms. They come in six packs. No, there'll be three pair of black ones and three pair of gray ones.
Oh, really? I took you for like a tidy whitey guy.
Thank you, but no, I'm not. They're boxer briefs, and I love them, and they're my favorite. They're just super comfortable, but
what you like, you just keep going back to the same.
Absolutely.
Every
couple of years, I buy some new ones.
Every couple of years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you get a six pack. I only got a couple.
Yeah, they don't cost years. I mean, I could buy 2 6 packs for the cost of your one at Duluth. Yeah.
How many pairs did you buy?
I got it to three, so that brings me up to seven. So I now have one for each day of the week. But for a while I was rotating through four pairs.
You still got the old ones in rotation?
Years? Well, I just can't say no to a good thing. I mean, they're broke in, they're comfy, they got the holes in all the right places.
What?
Oh, God. All right.
I'm so glad I came back for this life update.
I feel like a new man.
749-B105. Gentlemen, how often do you buy underwear? I think Stat's waiting way too long to do it, but let's see what you think. Come on.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. We just found out that Statman bought underwear over the weekend. He had not done this activity since 2019, maybe?
Yeah, about 2019. Yeah.
And we're wondering, how long do you wait? I'm every couple of years, at least, I buy new underwear. Mike, what about you?
I'm every couple of years, too.
So what kind do you use? Stat went to the Duluth Trading Company and bought them.
Got fancy.
That's above my budget. I like buying the Spider brand. They're like a silky boxer brief. They're fantastic.
Spider? Oh.
Wow. Silky?
Spider web.
What kind of material is this, Stat? Like,
I don't know.
Is it silky?
Mine are like silky and stretchy. I like to be able to move.
Okay. All right.
Otherwise, I'll rip the crotch out.
Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it.
You guys have a great day.
You do. All right, Chuck, how often do you buy your underwear?
About once a year. There's 5 minutes of my life that I'll never get back.
Talking
I know.
About underwear.
This convo.
Yeah, but you know what? You added to that by calling in to weigh in, so I don't even want to hear it from you, Chuck.
This I did.
All right, so what type do you wear?
I'm wearing boxers.
Just standard boxers?
Yep.
And how long will you get out of one pair of those?
Probably not as long as Stat.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, come on.
I don't know. I just can't throw them away.
Stat has tried for years to get into Guinness Book of World Records, and I think he might have just accidentally tripped into it right here with the underwear thing. Thank you, Chuck.
All right.
And Haley coming through the B105 app says, my girlfriend bought me Lululemon. How do you say this?
Lululemon.
It's Lululemon. I always want to say Lemon.
Lululemon briefs, but check this out. I just got on their website for three pair from Lululemon. It's $74.
Woo!
Oh, man.
They're getting name brand there.
That's insane. Yeah. You know what, y'all? It is free to go commando.
It's free.
Podcast.
In the Who Was Right Last Night courtroom this morning, we've got Nicole with us. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're good. And you are having a go around or two or three, and maybe even more than that, with your husband, William. And this is all over something I've never heard anybody use to describe a personality before. So you take it from here. So you are a certain thing and he is another, and this is what causes all the problems.
Oh, yes, definitely. So I am a problem preventer and he's a problem solver. So I'm the person that, like, if we have something, I have 1,000 different scenarios in my head about how I can prevent any kind of future problem from happening. And we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So we were renovating the house and I was like, we have to research paint colors and we have to do this and that before we go and buy the paint. And he was like, no, why don't we just go to the paint store? I'm like, because I don't want to spend 4 hours at a paint store.
I'd rather spend 4 hours at home researching it and knowing as you go in there immediately what you want.
Yeah, like in the comfort of my own home. I can search for it online. We can take pictures of the neighborhood, things like that, which paint colors we like. But he was like, no, let's just go to the paint store. And the paint store has those tiny little chips. And it's like, I don't want to look at these. I want to know what color I want beforehand. So we painted the door red, and it was like a really beautiful red. But before he was like, oh, we should paint it this color and that color. And I'm like, well, let's look for it. And he's like, no, when we get to the paint store, we'll find that color. And I'm like, no,
well,
and I'm just looking and we have a red door.
I'm going to need a different example than this because the internet lies. The computer screen will show you one color and you think you like that rosy red color, and then you get to the paint store and it's actually just a shade or two off. So I think you got to go with those little tiles to get the right color.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you like to shop at home and he likes to just go to the store.
He just likes to go to the store. Like, I'll be like, what size pipes do you need for the repiping? And he's like, I don't know, I got to go to Home Depot. And I'm like, well, shouldn't we measure it at home and figure out like what we need? And he's like, well, I'll see it when I get there.
Yeah, but you're not at home. Okay, so this is all part of you're the problem preventer and the problem solver. Okay. Is there another example of this where you guys are arguing, Nicole?
Well, this just happened yesterday. Again, with like remodeling the house, we're talking about remodeling the kitchen. And we have one of those like window cutouts in the wall so it like looks like the space is opened up more. And he wants to put a piece of glass like halfway up. And I'm like, why would we do that? I said, and I kept telling him, like, this will look bad from the back. Like, you're still going to see the piece of glass. And he's like, oh, no, no, it'll be great. We'll go to the store, we'll buy it. I'm like, no, 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 we need to research this. Maybe look at pictures of other homes and see that it looks bad. I know it's going to look weird.
Wait a minute. You want to do what they did at Ameristop when COVID hit, right? And put a glass halfway across the opening?
No, he wants to. I'm telling him it looks bad, and he needs to see examples of it before he goes to the store and orders it. But he wants to go to the store and just order it. And I'm like, no, you need to look at pictures and see how bad it looks. Because you're right. That was the thing I said. I'm like, it'll look like COVID.
Yeah, it looks like a bank teller now.
Yeah, it's like a cough screen.
In a bad neighborhood.
It's like a sneeze guard at the Frisch's breakfast bar. You know?
So. Yeah, and then slide like food under it. Yeah.
All right. I just love this. So this is your life. You decided to marry this man. You're a problem preventer. He's a problem solver.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to the jury here on this, Statman. Are you on team problem preventer or problem solver?
With both examples there, I'm on both sides. First of all, with paint colors, you got to go to the store. I'm sorry, I've not had any luck ever trying to pick out a color online. I just redid a bathroom. We painted our house, and it was the same thing. My wife had an idea of what color she wanted, and then we get to Home Depot, and we end up getting a completely different color, and all of her time was wasted. But the window thing, to me, sounds kind of weird, and I'm on your side with that. So, I don't know. I'm 50-50 here. We're going to have to throw it back to you, Dave.
Okay, so, Ashley, where do you fall on this?
Well, I think, you know, trying to prevent the problem is always ideal, and, oh gosh, this is tough, because sometimes you can't control things, so then you have to end up solving the problem. And I'm more impressed when I can solve a problem, get out of it, really. I'm actually going to be on William's team for this one, problem solver.
I got to admit, I want to consider myself to be a problem preventer, but I think I am more like your husband, William, there, and I'm a problem solver because I am far too lazy to look at the paint stuff online. Like when I needed to put a new pipe in for a drain that I added a sink in my basement, and I just went to Home Depot and sat on a stool in the plumbing aisle and looked at pipes for like 15 or 20 minutes, and like, I think that'll work. And I grabbed everything, and then an old plumber that worked there came by, and I said, do you think this will work? He goes, yep, if you'll caulk the crap out of it. And I said, all right, we're on. So I think I'm a problem solver, not a preventer, because but let's see what 749-B105 and through the B105 app thinks this morning, Nicole.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All righty. And listen, I think we should all aspire to be you, to be problem preventers, but I have a feeling most of us are problem solvers.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Nicole, who is totally different than her husband, William. They do a lot of home improvement projects, and she seems to call herself a problem preventer while he's a problem solver. She likes to try to, you know, cut things off before they can happen by planning. And he's just like, ah, let's just roll with the punches and see what happens. And
flying by the seat of his pants.
Fix it. So we were all over the place with it this morning. Gary is here. Now, Gary, what do you think?
I am on the side of the man, but I'm also a professional painter. And if my old lady took 4 hours at a paint store to pick a color, I would shoot myself.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Be careful. You might paint yourself into a corner on this one. So you're kind of siding with Nicole then being a problem preventer.
I am with being a problem preventer. But if sometimes you need to just go to the store and like make a decision, because if you're going to spend 4 hours picking out a paint color, you're probably not the best person to be deciding the color.
Oh, but there's so many options.
That's
and
a long time, though.
And then you got to get, are you going to get gloss or eggshell or flat? And,
honestly, I've been doing this for 15 years. It's not that complicated.
Well, that's what Tim says through the B105 app. Sorry, but with paint or anything for the home, do not use the internet. You must see it up close. Any question you have, a pro is there to answer.
Right.
All right, Gary. What are you painting today, by the way?
I am going to a couple apartments to paint for some friends of mine.
All right. Painting over toothpaste they put in the holes in the wall?
Yeah, that's normally the kind of deal I get. You guys have a great day.
You too.
And WCPO's John Matarese has found his way into the studio. So, John, would you describe yourself as a problem preventer or a problem solver?
I like to solve problems. That's what I do after they happen. But I'll tell you, with the paint, oh, my God, you cannot pick paint colors off a laptop screen or off your phone. You cannot. We once painted, my wife and I, true story, painted our living room thinking it was going to be a nice light bluish green slightly, you know, just a little tinge. It looked like pea soup.
The next morning,
we go into the living room and say, oh, my God, what did we do?
This is not the color we chose.
It looked like a can of pea soup green.
Gross.
We had to then go back to Home Depot, get all new paint, and repaint it.
Jeez.
Picking colors off your off the internet.
So don't do it, says John.
Now, that's waste your money.
Right. That's some advice I will take right there. All right, so John, what do you got working on for about 8:15 this morning?
Oh, we were talking what's going on with Wendy's. Are they really going to do surge pricing like Uber or not? Get to the bottom of it.
And if anybody can, it is John Matarese, 748. Traffic check on this Monday morning. Denise, what's up?
We're still dealing with that accident westbound on Montgomery Road. They have it now closed at Cornell. I've got a few tow trucks on the scene trying to get that cleared up out of there. You've got one northbound on State Route 128 at Wade Mill. The left lane is blocked. Some slow traffic heading out southbound on 75 from right around Lachlan on down to Paddock. North 75 just north of Mitchell as you're heading towards the lateral. And northbound 471 slowing down right around Grand as you're heading into downtown. Metro now is extending coverage and hours in 2024. Go Metro, your way to go. I'm Denise Johnson. That's your trip.
Thank you, Denise. What a beautiful Monday we got lined up for you. Sunshine and 74. Enjoy it because we got a really good chance of rain tomorrow.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We covered this a lot last week when it was going on, but I still am not sure what is exactly happening with Wendy's and this so-called move to surge pricing. If there's anybody that can get to the bottom of it, it is WCPO's John Matarese. All right, John, so what is going on here?
People are freaking out. You know, you talked about it last week. Their CEO said, we're going to start experimenting with dynamic pricing. Well, the internet heard surge pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So he said dynamic pricing. People heard surge pricing.
Well, what's the difference?
Well,
then?
Surge pricing is what Uber does. It's when you get out of a Bengals game and your $25 Uber ride is $100.
Yeah, the rates go up.
Or at a concert, you're leaving, trying to get out of Riverbend and get an Uber. That's surge pricing. And so people heard that, and what they thought he meant, and it seemed like he meant, was that, yeah, at noon, we're going to charge you more for that double with cheese.
What?
And that Baconator.
A spicy chicken sandwich,
yeah,
at number six.
Yeah, spicy chicken sandwich, that Baconator peak time. We're going to charge you more because it's peak time. Dynamic pricing. And then we'll lower it back to the regular price at 3 p.m. when nobody's there. So that's what people heard.
That's what they heard.
But then Wendy's had such blowback. There was just outrage. Mm-hmm. People were starting hashtag boycott Wendy's.
Well, think about it. When they're at their busiest time and their service is probably at its worst because of the long line, we're going to pay more.
Yeah, we're going to pay another 50 cents a burger.
That's crazy.
Because it's noon. And how many people can really go out at 10 a.m. to get their lunch or want to get their
besides
lunch?
Besides us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, besides you guys. So, you know,
kid, Ashley's already had 4 lunches before.
So people were just flipping out. Wendy's had to issue a statement on Thursday saying, What we meant by dynamic pricing is offering better deals at off-peak hours and giving people discounts, say, in the middle of the afternoon or at 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. Kind of like a happy hour, like when drinks specials, yeah, the prices, yeah, margaritas like happy go hour. Down.
Or like stat, you go and eat the blue plate special, you know, at 5 o'clock for dinner.
Well, I also saw that he thought he was trying to say, we were talking about rolling out digital menu boards, yes, all over, and that gives us the option to change prices.
And that's the thing. Specials, yeah. Digital menu boards allow that. And McDonald's has the digital menu boards. When you pull up at a McDonald's, it's all digital now. And Wendy still has those plastic boards, you know, like a Taco Bell. But they're going to switch to the digital. And once they go digital, you could do anything.
My kids prefer it. They actually would rather go and put the order in themselves than have to interact with the McDonald's.
Yeah,
human.
Yeah. So people like the digital, but they can change the prices anytime of day.
Do you think Wendy's was backtracking on what they said?
They were.
I think they were.
Or everyone misunderstood.
They were backtracking.
Yeah.
You know, you announced dynamic pricing. That means it's going to be more expensive at noon, less expensive at 3. Sure. And as soon as there was all that blowback and people are saying, I'm not going to Wendy's ever again, they had to kind of change their tune.
Well, actually, you got a little sticker shock this weekend from your favorite Wendy's meal. What happened?
Yeah, so I typically eat a number 6, and it's been a while. That's that spicy chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess I remember it being like $6, $7. And then they were like,
watch out.
It was $11. And I was like, wait, when did this happen?
$11? What does it include? A sandwich, fries, a drink, and like $5?
You know? It was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, go to McDonald's and order a Big Mac meal. And it's like, what?
I got two for me and my son one night. It was $22.
Yeah. It's like, when did a Big Mac meal go over $10? Yeah. It's just amazing, the prices. So we'll see what happens with this. But for now, they say we're not going to increase prices at lunchtime. So I say, don't waste your money.
What are you working on tonight, John?
Oh, we have little mice and cute chipmunks getting under the hood of your car this time of year, and then they start chewing the wiring. I'm sure Statman knows all about that.
Yeah,
we've got a warning for you later today.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Now, it's one that's definitely going to make you smile, and it was posted to TikTok by Lacey Marie. This video is now approaching 10 million views because it is a video that the Ring doorbell captured of her son taking out the trash. He is 10 years old. And while he's taking out the trash by himself, going from their house to the garbage can, he is totally venting about having to eat chicken every day. So he's just doing this to himself, not realizing it's all being recorded on the doorbell cam. And it's hilarious. So here's his little 30-second rant about having to eat chicken every day.
More chicken. It tells me for you, like, you have chicken every day.
Eat this, eat that. Eat more chicken. Keep eating it. It's healthy for you, like, we get it. We have chicken every day.
Oh, this is healthy for you. I want you to grow bigger from, like, I work out. Like, I don't want no freaking chicken.
Nobody wants chicken. Been eating it for a day, every single day of my years.
There he goes, the trash.
Oh my God, he's like a cow on a billboard for Chick-fil-A.
Seriously.
Yes, I know. So this 10-year-old's video is now viral. I mean, this kid has just had it up to here with eating chicken
every day. It's healthy for you. He said, I work out.
He's imitating his mom and everything.
Dude, I know so many kids that all they eat is chicken nuggets. That's so ironic that he is done with it.
Dude, he is so through with chicken. And the best comment under her video on TikTok so far, somebody get that kid a steak. Hey, 10-year-old boy, we're with you. Thank you for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Brand new one from Jelly Roll, Halfway to Hell, and we have got the grand prize winner's number right now for our Jelly Roll Tap That track. We got a line going here. Let's give them a surprise call and let them know they won the tickets.
Yeah, I want to go to Florida.
Well, okay, that's not the way you're supposed to say it, and that contest isn't until Friday.
Hilarious.
It's I want B105 to send me to Florida now, okay?
Yeah.
Well, all right, this is Justin Farrow, who is on the phone with us right now. And Justin, no, that's not that. But how about you say this? I want B105 to send me to Jelly Roll now.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. You got him, man. Yeah. Yeah! I think he's more excited about Jelly Roll than he is Florida.
Damn! I didn't know that was today, though. I thought that was later this week.
No.
Oh, my gosh, I love this energy.
Yeah, you tap that track every time we play Jelly Roll, and I guess you did it enough to win, man.
I had over 100 entries.
Whoa.
Well, then you really increased your odds because you were randomly drawn to win the tickets to see Jelly Roll October 12th at the KFC Yum Center, Justin. How about that?
That's awesome. I just won the Jelly Roll tickets, Mom.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm on the phone with them right now.
Oh, you're with your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's happy for you. One proud mama.
So, you're obviously a huge Jelly Roll fan, so this is amazing. I'm so glad that they went to somebody who freaked out like you did.
Justin, who are you going to be taking to Jelly Roll with you? I feel like they need to match your vibe.
My mom.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's so sweet.
Very nice. You're going to be a Mother's Day present or just, hey, I'm a great son?
Just... let's go and have fun.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Well, Justin, thanks for tapping that track, man. We love you. You and your mom have a great time at Jelly Roll, okay?
Thank you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. We have got a pair of weekend passes to the Rock the Country Fest in Ashland, Kentucky, April 19th and 20th. Jason Aldean and Kid Rock. So we're playing on the radio right now a round of Kid Rock, Paper, Scissors. And Teresa here, our first contestant against Statman. So you understand how this works, right, Teresa?
I believe so, yes.
All right, I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, then we shoot. And we both throw at the same time. You throw a rock, a paper, or a scissors. We all know this classic game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, paper.
You got, no, you have to say it simultaneously. How about this?
Yeah,
I do it,
yeah.
And then you guys declare, okay?
All right, Big Dave, you count us down.
On my go, you go, okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, go.
Scissors.
Scissors.
Okay.
Oh, all right, let's all go right. Again.
1, 2, 3, go.
Rock.
Rock.
1, 2, 3, go.
Rock.
Paper.
Oh. She covers rock. I don't think she had time to change. She won.
Yeah. You took me down. We're going to give you a pair of weekend passes to the Rock the Country Fest in Ashland, Kentucky at the Boyd County Fairgrounds, April 19th and 20th. The acts include Kid Rock and Jason Aldean and a lot more.
Thank you. I can't believe this happened.
And just so you know, in this instance, paper doesn't cover rock as in Kid Rock, because when he gets paper, he rolls it. And, you know, I'm just saying. All right. Have fun at the show.
I sure will. Thank you.
The Big Dave Show. More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we have got Anna. She is a fifth grader at St. Margaret of York. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Anna, have you got a good joke for us this morning?
Yes, I do.
Let's have it.
How expensive is it to eat at an Italian restaurant?
I don't know. How expensive is it to eat at an Italian restaurant?
I don't know, but I heard it costs a pretty penny.
Penne pasta. Oh, you're so adorable. Stop that, Anna.
Thank you.
Sweetheart, have a great day there at St. Margaret of York, okay? And say penne for us one more time.
Penne.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Get another member into our very exclusive B105 Country Club. And today it is Sandra Collins from Hamilton. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
So you've been a big B105 listener for a long time. What do you reckon you go back?
Oh, gosh. I'd hate to give away my age, but probably back in the 90s.
Oh, that's good. That's all right. You were right there in the big 90s country music explosion.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yes, back when we had Coyotes and Bourbon Street and the Forest Fair Mall. Did you do some line dancing?
Yes, absolutely. I never went, but I was with a lot of friends that did.
What is it that you do there, Sandra?
Well, I'm actually retired.
So that means you got lots of hobbies?
Lots of hobbies, lots of crafting, yes, and lots of gardening.
Oh, well, what you growing?
I grow African violets and African roses.
That's nice. So I see that you're doing this hydroponically. You're doing it indoors?
I do it indoors.
So how does that work?
Oh, it's took me a long time to be able to get it. A lot of research and a lot of trial and error.
I would imagine something like that. It's not just as easy as it sounds. Hey, put the seeds in the dirt, put a big hydroponic light over it, and it's going to work. It took you years to get the right science down for that.
That's what it is.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been doing it probably for about 8 years now.
Are you going to competitively, like, show your roses? Because I don't know. African roses must be beautiful.
Oh, they are gorgeous. Yeah, they're beautiful.
What sets them apart?
I like the double blooms that they have. And you have to be gentle with their leaves. You can't really just water the leaves. You have to water them underneath. Yeah, and the African roses, their trunks swell up. And they store their water in their trunks.
So yeah, I've got that same problem. Myself, you know, but it's usually with beer. My trunk swells up.
But then you can go for a drought and still have your beer later on, right?
Exactly. Well, we're so happy to have you into the B105 Country Club here, Sandra. You're going to get your jersey now. That's a good thing.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've been wanting one.
Cool. And now you get a request. What song would you like to hear on the air?
Jamie Johnson in Color.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? That is one of my favorite songs of all time. Just a gorgeous song, isn't it?
I love that song.
Let's do it right now and welcome Sandra Collins from Hamilton into the B105 Country Club in black and white and in color.
Yay.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.